Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
That's Not Gunner Productions podcast.
Hello, class, and welcome back to yet another emotional regulation skills training session. You will remain seated and quiet during this session. The exercise that we will be utilizing in today's session is taken from Trauma-Focused ACT by Russ Harris. Russ Harris, despite not being a wizard or witch, and being subjected to the lowly status of muggle, is, however, worth reading. I highly recommend that once it becomes available, you check out this textbook. Now, let us begin. Firstly, identify a shame-triggering memory to work with. Might I suggest you all reflect on your last woeful attempt at potion-making? Now write in a few words on a piece of parchment this triggering memory, one sentence maximum, to summarize all of this shame triggering memory. If I see any more than a few words, the punishment will be severe. Now scrunch that up. The memory and all the thoughts and feelings that go with it, and make it as small as you possibly can. Scrunch it very hard. No half measures. That's it. Now put it between your palms and use both arms and hands to try to squash it even smaller. Push as hard as you can, and keep pushing. You call that pushing hard, Mr. Potter? Clearly, celebrity isn't everything now, is it? Now keep the pressure on, squeezing hard, hard as you can, making it as small as possible, and notice what this is like, how tiring it is, how distracting is it, how hard to do the things that matter, or engage in what you're doing. How much time and energy have you spent trying to do this in your life? And isn't it exhausting, given there is no delete button in the brain, no way to simply make this disappear? Would you be open to trying something different? You would? Great. just wonderful. Now hold your scrunched up piece of parchment as if it's a crying mandrake or a whimpering three-headed puppy or the hand of a loved one who has just failed their potions assessment and is in deep distress. And notice the difference that makes. Is there some relief for you in this? Is it less distracting, less tiring? Notice how much more energy you have now to put into doing things that are meaningful. Keep holding it this way and consider, what does this tell you that you care about? What values does this remind you of? And also consider, you cannot change the past, but you can influence the future. So, going forwards, what do you want to do in the world to make it a better place? To help prevent things like this happening again? Notice that when you hold it this way, this emotion can be your ally, reminding you of your values, motivating you to behave like the person you want to be. And even though it hurts like hell, it's giving you valuable information. This emotion comes about through your mind, brain, and body working together to look out for you. So even though it hurts, see if just for a moment you can appreciate it. Now, just for a few moments, go back to trying to squash it. Again, crush it as hard as you can. Both hands, both arms, crushing. Crush as hard as Del's snare, squeezing the life out of wandering first years. And keep the pressure on full strength and notice how tiring this gets. And now, once again, hold it gently, like a crying mandrake or a whimpering three-headed puppy dog or the hand of a loved one in distress. And notice the difference, and cup it gently in both hands, and imagine the space around it filling up with warmth and caring and kindness. See if you can send this same warmth, caring, and kindness to yourself. Imagine it as a kind of energy that flows from the cup of your hands and flows up your arms and into your heart, and from there flowing up and down your body and wherever there is pain, tension, or numbness, this warm, kind energy flows into those areas, softening up and loosening up around them.
Professor, I've got a question for you.
What do you want, Potter?
So, I've really liked this exercise. It's such a great, fantastic exercise. But I just wonder how helpful it's going to be when facing Lord Voldemort.
You dare to speak the Dark Lord's name?
Oh, sorry, Professor. I mean he who must not be named.
When facing the Dark Lord, you will need more than just a scrunching exercise. I encourage you to stay at home, practice self-care, and leave facing the Dark Lord to more competent wizards. Class dismissed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.